Let us pray. Lord God of earth and heaven, exalted in majesty and awful in holiness, we rejoice that you have not chosen to keep us far from your presence, but that in Christ you have touched our frail humanity and have given us the confidence to venture before your throne of grace. We thank you for everything that Jesus has taught us of your love and mercy, your righteousness and judgment, and for the example he has left with us of glad obedience to you and of joyful service to one another. And we give thanks anew for all the ordinary and extraordinary blessings of our daily life. With all your mercies, enable us surely to know that you are constantly with us, that by your grace, even our sorrows can be turned to good account, and that our final destiny is to share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, hear our prayer for your good world, bowed down as it is by the folly and sin of man. We pray for those places where war is being waged, for those regions in which people are going hungry, for those countries that are being economically exploited. Grant us a vision of your world, fair as it might be. Fill us with a passion for justice, that we may work for a world in which your children will live peaceably together, supporting one another, enjoying your bounty, and sharing the gifts of your creation. Hear our prayer for our country and for all who inhabit it along with us. Bless those who govern it, who administer its life, and who seek its good. And grant that our pride in our country may not blind us to its defects, but that we may always strive to make it a happy and wholesome place for all its citizens. We pray for our families. We pray for those who mourn. We pray for those for whom we have particular cause to pray. Bless, preserve, and keep them all for Jesus' sake. Eternal God, with whom reside the spirits of the good made perfect, we give thanks for all good men and women who have lived faithfully and died at peace, remembering especially those dear to us who have entered into rest. Keep us one with them in the communion of your saints, and give us grace so to serve you here that we may be counted worthy to stand with them before your glorious throne. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, we ascribe all honor and majesty, dominion and power, now and to the end of the ages. Amen.